I made up my mind when I came in here that this is going to be the one. This is going to be the time. This is going to be the place where I leave all the stuff in the past behind me and I leave Prodigals a brand new person. Mm-hmm. I decided that I was going to love myself completely, you know, without depending on anyone or anything outside of me
right.
to make me happy. I was going to make me happy, that my relationship with my creator is going to make me happy. I wanted to not be this shell of a person, this shy, insecure, low self-esteem person who
you've
you
been
could
that?
Just... I've
never seen that in you. Never in my life.
I have been that. I was a people pleaser. I've been whatever somebody needed or wanted me
right.
to be. Just so I didn't stir the waters and create any conflict, you know.
Right.
That brought me more pain.
Right.
Living like that brought me more pain. I was dictated by somebody else's mm-hmm. thoughts, their emotions, what they wanted. But what about what I wanted?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
I did.
I said, no, I'm done.
And so what have you learned? I mean, how has Prodigals helped that?
It always keeps me out of my comfort zone. Just
right.
when I think I'm getting comfortable, then I'm going up another stage or I'm getting a buddy or I have this group that I have to confront somebody with a behavior or somebody's confronting me.
And how many times have you wanted to leave? I mean, with the job training program
yeah.
and working 40 hours a week and then the different groups?
Truthfully, no more than 5.
And what kept you from leaving?
The fact that I had my mind made up that I didn't want to live the way that I was living anymore. And after a period of time, you know, all the little pieces of the puzzle of Prodigals began to come together and form this picture. Now I could understand why the rules are in place the way that they are.
Right.
I can understand the importance of upholding the integrity of the community. Like me, I'm now in a position of an older brother, therefore I'm a role model to the younger brothers
mm-hmm.
and sisters.
Right.
I remember when I was orientation, I was looking up to these people like, you know, and now I'm in their position.
Right.
You know, so it's continuous growth. You know, I cannot stress enough the insecurity and the low self-esteem. It has nothing to do with physical appearances, you know, but it's an emotional, spiritual, and mental state that I wasn't good enough.
Right.
And these people challenged me
mm-hmm.
to step up to something, to stand on what I believe in, you know. And even though I might deal with some consequences because of my actions, you know, stand up, be truthful, be honest, face your reality, get real with yourself, get real with everybody else, and grow.